You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friday, the 20th of August, was the last time I spoke with Auckland Women's Refuge about how people could seek assistance at and support the refuge during Level 4. At that stage, we were only 3 days into lockdown. Now, Auckland has been in lockdown for 91 days, and a lot has changed since those early days of the Delta outbreak. I wanted to speak to Auckland Women's Refuge to see how operations have changed for them, and also whether the organisation feels it has been supported throughout this unprecedented time. I spoke to Chairperson Tuafu Havili about this. We spoke way back in August, and lockdown has dragged on a lot longer than I think many of us thought it would. How has Auckland Women's Refuge found the last over 13 weeks of lockdown?
Still the same, still doing the same work as in Level 4. Our staff are still working from home, and there's some skeleton staffing also in the office just for operations and administration purposes. And they take turns going in, but most of the time our staff are still working from home, which is very operable with what we're going through at the moment. And also still doing the same mahi with our clients in the safe house and also our clients in the community. So there's not really much change at the moment. Everybody's still doing what they've been doing in Level 4. It's level 3.2 at the moment. So what we have been doing in Level 4 is still what we're doing in Level 3.
So it didn't change much for you in terms of operations or being able to provide assistance. It's sort of been running the same way.
Still running the same way. Like I said before, in August, Level 4 came in, but In refuge life, every day is a crisis. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who's going to walk through your doors, and you don't know how many clients you're going to be intaking for the day. So intakes, client welfare checks via phone or home visit is still ongoing, and even the work behind the scenes in the office, the head office in St. Luke's, is still going as normal. But we still... But at the same time, we're still keeping to the guidelines of each level, alert level, for our staff's safety. Most are on virtual conferences with their clients, and some that needs to be attended to, like dropping off food parcels or that. That's what we do in the community.
So just to go over some of the work that you do specifically, obviously you mentioned food parcels and the safe house and being on calls with people, but could you just sort of run over quickly what Auckland Women's Refuge provides to the community?
What we provide is that we have clients in the community, so our advocate team, they're the ones that looks after our clients in the community and also our clients in our safe house or residential. So each day they follow up with their clients that's assigned either to them, and they follow up to see if they need any support, and whatever the essential support that they need, our advocates will allocate a time that they will do a virtual or support them with liaising with WINS or housing or emergency housing. And for food parcels, it's families in the safe house and also families in the community. When we identify or they contact our advocacy team that there's a shortage of food in the whare and it's not benefit day or they haven't got their pay yet, our advocate team still prepares them with our donations coordinator and takes them out to our clients in the community. And our donations coordinator is the one that organises all the food needs in the safe house.
Great, that's an awesome rundown. Thank you. Now, how has support been throughout this period? Have you been offered any additional government support or council support, or have you seen more people in the community reaching out to help with Women's Refuge in terms of food parcels?
We've got overwhelming support from Kiwi Harvest, who never fails us, bringing in fresh veggies and fruits and also meat and produce to our whare every Wednesday and Friday, and we all ration those out to our clients in the community and also in the safe house. And we've also Jemima been getting a lot of aroha monetary from the public and community supporting us for food for our women and also for the work we do in the community. and other donations of food also from community people that rings us and offers their support and their whatever they can do to help us with our women and children. So it's quite overwhelming. As we all know, we're an NGO, and of course we need money all the time. We have funding that was allocated to us through National Office last year, and we still got that funding, and we rationed that out just to make it worth during the COVID levels this year. So we happened to save some last year, and we and all our clients in the community and in the safe house has benefited from that. There were some left, so we left it for emergencies like this with the lockdown that happened in August. But overall, the overwhelming aroha from the community and individuals has been overwhelming with supporting our refuge and our organisation, and also sending messages of love and support and giving out their time if we need anyone to come in to support our workers here on the site.
If somebody was looking for help with Women's Refuge, or if you were looking to give help to Women's Refuge, how can you go about that? What can people do if they're seeking help, and also if they're looking to give donations, food or money?
We run our crisis line 24/7, so if somebody's one of us are always on the is always on shift, and we find most of our donors ring in during our crisis line time. So our numbers are always called by people who want to donate. So that's 09-378-7635. And the crisis line, if there are women out there who are living in who are experiencing violence in your bubble, we have our crisis line that's 24/7, and that's 0800-REFUGE. And we have a website that's www.awrefuge.org.nz. And also in there, Jemima, there's give a little link if you want to donate. And there's also referrals that you can message us. And there's confidentiality and privacy in that on that site where we pick up sometimes messages from women needing help in the community, or women that are currently living or experiencing violence in their bubble. So we pick that up as referrals also and send it to our advocacy team. And they're the ones who follow up and update the team on what's happening and what intake we're taking every week or every day. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways to contact us, but...
That was Auckland Women's Refuge Chairperson Tuafu Havili speaking on how the refuge has been coping in this long extended lockdown. If you are seeking support or are feeling unsafe in your bubble, to reiterate what Tuafu has said, please call Auckland Women's Refuge office at 09378 7635, or you can call the National Women's Refuge 24/7 crisis line at 0800 Refuge, which is 733 843. Also, if you are wanting to donate to the Auckland Women's Refuge, you can head to www.awrefuge.org.nz, or you can call their office number to organise a time to donate essential food items. You can also head to the National Women's Refuge website and gift a safe night, which is a very quick and easy thing to do to support those in the community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.